Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 17. Jesus said, "If the person still refuses to listen, make your case to the church. Then if he or she won't accept the church's decision, treat that person as a pagan or a corrupt tax collector." On the face of it, this might sound rather harsh, but Jesus has just given the best possible advice for how to handle the situation when someone has done you wrong. First, speak to them one-to-one, and if that fails, take one or two other people with you. The aim is to achieve restoration as quickly as possible. But if that doesn't work, then the matter needs to go to the church. And if the person still refuses to listen, then Jesus says they should be treated like a complete outsider. As we hear these strong words, we need to remember that Jesus, of all people, was always reaching out in love to pagans and corrupt tax collectors, so he wasn't saying that they were beyond hope. However, there may sadly come a time when a dispute cannot be resolved, and you need to move on. What I love about this teaching is that it shows that Jesus deeply understood normal human life. He understood that things sometimes go wrong, even amongst his followers. Because he was perfect and was the Son of God, you might have thought that he wouldn't have understood the rough and tumble of normal life, but he did. We should always give the best of our energies to living at peace with people and seeking to bring restoration wherever possible. But sadly, there are some occasions, and in my experience they're very rare, when we can do no more to bring things together and we need to move on. This was clearly the case with Paul and Barnabas. They had a deep disagreement over whether to take John Mark with them on their second missionary journey, and they resolved the matter by parting company. I always read that passage with sadness, but in the event, it seems to have been the right decision for everyone concerned. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever had to move on from a situation that couldn't be resolved? And if so, what did you learn from that experience? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you are with us as we face up to difficult situations, and that your Spirit gives us the strength and wisdom that we need. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.